Hi everyone, my name is Ronnie. I'm the founder of Ronnie B's Kitchen and I am based here in Walton Thames.
And I love your banana ketchup, your traditional Filipino style banana ketchup, which is now available in Aldi stores, like all 1,000 Aldi stores around the UK, through your appearance on the TV show Aldi's Next Big Thing. I mean, how does it feel to walk in and to know that in Aldi your products are being sold?
I'm still pinching myself, I would have to say. Being able to be all this next big thing was it's a big challenge that we entered into. I mean, the other brands that were in the episode, they were all fantastic brands, and we were like, oh dear, we might not make it.
But you couldn't really call which way it was going to go. It was kind of like you could, any one of those in that room could have secured the deal.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and a lot of them as well, like obviously, like in between, we would chat to each other. I mean, in the TV show, it seems like it was like 5 minutes. That's probably like 5 hours, really. So there was a lot of like chatting time between all the founders and all the brands.
Yeah, did you get to
And
try? Yeah, did you get to try the other products and you
yes.
sample them?
They're all really good. That's the
Julie Ashfield,
thing.
who's the the managing director of buying it at Aldi UK. I mean, it must have been really hard for her to choose because she said, the word delicious come up for a lot of the products. But what was it that she said about your banana ketchup? What was the sort of feedback she gave you on that?
She said she was looking for something funky. From my memory, that's what she said, and I think that's the word that stuck in my mind. That I was looking for something funky, and I got it in Filipino style banana ketchup.
I mean, it's certainly something that's unique. I don't think a lot of people in this country have probably never heard of banana ketchup and probably wouldn't even think of putting banana in ketchup. But in the Philippines, this has got a bit of sort of heritage, hasn't it? So you tell us sort of background about that.
Yeah, so banana ketchup in the Philippines was developed in 1937 by a lady called Maria Orosa. It was when the Americans were in the country and they liked their ketchup. So this is the short version. We sort of had a shortage of tomatoes. So she developed the banana ketchup for sustainability and being able to use what was there. Banana ketchup was born.
Why was that important to introduce banana ketchup to us here in the UK?
If you look at mainstream supermarkets and stuff, there is hardly anything that's Filipino flavored. You would find a lot of Indian flavors. You will now find Japanese. There's a lot of Chinese. There's Thai there. And Korean is starting to enter into the mainstream in terms of products in supermarkets. But Filipino flavored food products are nowhere in the shelves. Probably there's just one, which is the calamansi puree in Waitrose, which is like the first one.
There you go. So you've got it out there on the shelves in Aldi, and I've actually got. I have to admit, I've been down to Aldi because in Woking we've got they call it the Millennium Aldi, the 1,000th Aldi store in the UK. So
Oh,
I've
is it? Well,
yeah.
brilliant.
Oh, see, so we've got a connection to Aldi here. So I went down there and bought myself a bottle and. Yeah, and what strikes me is, and just looking at the color, I know this was brought up as well. Bananas are yellow, but yet your sauce is kind of pinky, kind of red color.
So traditionally, Filipino banana ketchup is red in color, because ketchup is normally red. So in the Philippines, they do use food coloring to make it red, because all my products are natural, just using natural ingredients, nothing artificial. So we use beetroot powder to make it red. So it's like beetrooty red.
I have to say, it's one of those that you look at it and you'd be like, you can't. You can't really kind of predict what it's going to taste like, but we tried some. We myself and my partner did a little taste test as we were watching the show. Next best thing, kind of an extra dimension to television. Put it on some crackers and really liked it. I mean, how traditionally, ketchup, you're going to put it on your food, but you can use this in many different ways, can't you?
Yes, that is correct. So it's not just like a table sauce where you put it on your chips, your burgers, your fries, and things like that. We also use banana ketchup when we cook. So when we do, let's say, our barbecue sauces, we kind of mix it. We add it in stews to create that nice, sweet, tangy background to a sauce. So it can be used in cooking as well. And I was speaking to a person that I was doing a cooking demo a few weeks back, and she said I use banana ketchup as my secret ingredient when I add it to even like English style stews just to
Lovely.
give that nice little background flavor to it.
So it's been available in Aldi on the shelf since the beginning of May. Before that, though, you were kind of supplying local delis and things like that, weren't you? So you already had kind of a factory lined up producing it. How did it all begin though for you? I mean, was it just something you started in your own kitchen or?
So I started it in my, what did they say, 4 by 4 meter kitchen. It's tiny. So that was a few years ago. I mean, I started trying to promote Filipino food, doing supper clubs back in 2012, 2014, something like that. When, supper clubs were very popular, and everybody was trying to find, oh, which next supper club we should go. And then I went on the Christy Alsop's Handmade Christmas in 2016, December, and did a cook-off with other supper club founders and owners, wherein we had to show or cook a Christmas dish that we traditionally have in our countries. So we did that, and I basically won that competition as well. And for me, that was like the trigger that says, Filipino food has its place. People like my food. And further reinforce when, I used to work in corporate, then we would have those, like, when it's summer, oh, let's do a little like potluck, everybody brings a little dish in the office, and we'll have a sort of like a little picnic after work kind of thing, bit of drinks. And so I would bring my food, and usually that's the first one that goes. So I knew that, like, yeah, if only people would know, discover Filipino food, then they would like it. So I said to myself, what would be the fastest way to get people to understand the product or the food? Put it in a jar and make them cook it at home. So that's the birth of Rodney's Kitchen.
And then linking up the network of delis. I mean, what do you just sort of go around into shops, do a little pitch saying, this is what we got, do you want to sell it kind of thing?
That's what I started to do. Go to my local shops. Delis, fishmongers, butchers, just trying to sell my wares. Until later on, I was able to work with some wholesalers who would help me get into the shops,
Yes.
and do it that way until, the AMBT.
Yeah. And of course, at that point, when you've got it into shops, I guess you sort of realize that your kitchen, as brilliant as it is, you need a bigger space.
When I decided to leave the corporate job and do this as a business, we started looking for a manufacturer that we can work with who can produce the products for us in bulk. Because, like, I mean, when we started, I had the 3 liter pot, and probably the most we could do is like 35 jars. So,
Yeah.
can you imagine 35 jars to 100,000?
That's quite a big
It's
jump, isn't it?
That's quite a massive jump. And yeah, so we recognize that now if we're gonna go to supply shops, delis, and all these independents, the kitchen, the home kitchen, domestic kitchen would not be able to cope.
Thousand Audi stores around the UK selling your product. I mean, what do you, I mean, people kind of have their favorite brands, things they go to when they go shopping. So what do you think it is about your product that will make people, stop as they're walking down the source aisle and think, you know what, I'm going to get that.
I think it's just because when they see the label, it says banana ketchup. And
Intriguing,
when
isn't it?
I, yeah, exactly. Because when I do markets and food festivals and they would see my product displayed, the first thing I would hear anybody passing through my stall, banana ketchup. So it's already a point of like, engagement at that point.
And
So,
it sounds
yeah.
really weird, but I mean, if you think about it, like tomato ketchup, I mean, it's traditionally quite a sweet product, and actually bananas are sweet as well, so it does work, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I was reading through all the comments because I was super thankful with a lot of people who sent their photos and their videos buying the banana ketchup in their local Aldi stores. It was like, I mean, I was reading all of it and trying to reply to everyone as much as I can. And I'd still be replying at 2 a.m. in the morning.
So there's been some good feedback then from Audi customers.
Yeah, it's been good, really. And it really fills my heart that people were like going out and sharing their photos, taking time to stand by the shelf in Aldi and taking holding the bottles and like to having a photo or a video being made.
Dumping it all over social media, getting the word out there. I think next time I go and buy a bottle, I'll make sure to take a picture, send it to you, obviously, in Audi. But what I love about this product, what I really love about what you're doing is, we sort of mentioned the origins and sort of sustainable back when it all started. But now, you're looking at bananas as a way of cutting food waste, using kind of overripe bananas. I know that was a big, big thing. Was that something that you thought of before you went on the TV show, or is that something that Audi came up with, or?
We did start to look into that, but it was challenging in terms of finding the source. Yeah, because I mean, for that particular order of Aldi, we had to use 8 tons of bananas. And to find 8 tons of bananas in one source or one depot, whatever, was quite challenging. I mean, you saw us going to Covent Garden with Chris Bavin, and I mean, even oh, I forget his name now. He's a really lovely guy. And he said, like, well, if I have a lot of that, then I'm not doing my job right. Which means finding what they call the class two bananas, even at Covent Garden, which basically takes everything, consolidates all the bananas for the UK, that comes into the UK, wouldn't have that much for us. So it was challenging. So we tried to find other ways to be able to do that, but we're always dictated by supply and the time frame we need to
Of course,
deliver.
you need the bananas there. But I mean, I mean, looking at that on sort of paper, that's just a brilliant idea because, food waste is a big thing, and bananas, it's a massive cause of food waste, isn't it? I mean, I know, we often buy bananas, they sit in a fruit bowl, and then they start going brown and black, and they end up in the bin. So, anything you can do to cut that.
Moving forward, we are looking on ways on how we can still incorporate that bit. We were actually like quite recently been contacted by a charity who kind of like gathers all the waste bananas. So we just have to work out something to be able to make it work.
For you as a business, I mean, getting that Audi order, I mean, what impact do you think that's had on you as a business, and what you do?
Initially, what it would de what it has demonstrated not only to retailers or other shops, but for us, it was being able to realize that yeah, we can actually deliver this volume. The learning curve for that was like steep, like 90 degrees, not 45 degrees. It is massively steep. But we learn, you know, our in terms of the processes and everything, we've learned a lot. And it would help us moving forward to be able to increase efficiencies, manage it better, and still be able to meet all the objectives for everyone around in the supply chain. It on the outside, the impact loss was it sort of like created the buzz for the Filipino food and flavors. And I think for me that because that has been that's my mission, is now people are asking like, oh, Filipino food, where, how? And it also helps other Filipino food producers or restaurants, those who are in hospitality, who would hopefully be able to see the impact of the show by being able to shine a light into the
Absolutely.
cuisine
Yes. Always
and
great to try new things as well. I mean, it's as a customer's point of view, walking around Aldi, you see something like that, you think you've got to try it. You know, I wonder what banana ketchup actually tastes like, so I'm going to put it in the basket or trolley and give it a go. You know.
yeah, exactly. I mean, all you can do is try,
Yeah.
and there's only two outcomes. You like it
Exactly. Well, I love it. So there you go. You've convinced me.
or you don't.
So the future, you've got that massive order. I mean, what happens next? Is there going to be sort of another order, or do they see how it sells? What comes next from Aldi's point of view?
Brilliant. By virtue of it being a special buy in Aldi's world, it means it's usually like a one-off. But I mean, we know Flake Bake in the previous episodes sold out in 48 hours, and they had a reorder straight away, and they delivered 100,000 to Aldi. And I think their episode was like the second episode, so that's quite quick from you know from the time they launch and in the shops in April. Probably like a month later, they delivered 100,000, which is fantastic. I'm not sure if I would be able to follow the Flake Bake story of a reorder that quickly. But you know, who knows?
Yeah.
But what it does is like hopefully it would demonstrate to other retailers that yeah, it's a product and it's a brand that they can start looking into when they do their product reviews.
Absolutely. And it's great that Aldi do things like this. You know, it gives sort of independent producers like yourself that opportunity and that platform to get what you're doing out to a wider audience across the whole UK. I mean, that's amazing that you've achieved that. And it all started right here in Surrey as well, which is an added bonus.
Yes, indeed.
So Surrey, I mean, we know, you know, there's so many sort of independent businesses, so many restaurants and places to go. Have you got a favorite place that you like to go in the county in Surrey?
Ooh, depends on the cuisine.
Yeah, of
At
course.
least I like our food. Well, I'll start with a Filipino restaurant that I know around. So it's called Rambling Pig. And they're in Yule, in Epsom. So they're nice. They do modern Filipino dishes really good. I like The Plow, which is a pub in Cobham. So it's like, you know, modern British, things like that. The Penny Hill. the restaurant in the hotel is beautiful, beautiful food there.
How do we
They
find out more then? I mean, apart from popping down to Aldi and picking up a jar of your sauce, how do we find out more about what you're doing?
So I have you will find me on my online store. So it's www.ronniebkitchen.co.uk/shop, where you will see my full range. I have a total of 10 products out there, spanning from, you know, the table sauces, the chili products, and some preserves. You'll find me in Amazon. You'll find me in some small shops around Surrey. So that's quite good. So like that's like Squire's Garden Centre, their food hall, the Pepper Deli in Godalming, the Williams and Bungalow, Fishmongers in Claygate. So there's quite a few places that you can find me.
Brilliant. Well, check that out. I just wish you all the success for the future. I mean, you've achieved amazing things, and hopefully this is raising awareness of what you're doing, and also following that dream for you of bringing Filipino food to the sort of the mainstream in the UK.
So that is the hope, and with the help of the people around, then that hopefully that is something that we can achieve. And I mean, kudos to the team, my manufacturing partner Chili Mash in Portsmouth. They've been amazing. They were really at it. They work almost 24/7 for many, many weeks to be able to deliver this. So, and also my team, like Jackie, who does my PR, Pia, who does my social media now, and to Joe, who does my sales. I mean, they're all Janine, who's my VA.
There
They're all behind me. All small
you go.
businesses.
Is it
All
yeah?
small businesses.
Massive team behind you doing all those amazing things, getting the word out there. Well, Ronnie, it's been really good to talk to you. Congratulations once again for for getting your product out there in Aldi stores.
Thank you so much for having me.